She lived by herself in an apartment a couple of doors below Harkey's. It was sparsely furnished. The walls of the lounge were bare white polyp. Big, brightly coloured cushions had been scattered around on a topaz moss floor. Several aluminium cargo pods served as tables, with bottles and glasses. A giant AV projector pillar occupied one corner. The archway into different rooms all had folding silk screens for doors. Someone had been painting outlines of the animals on them. There were paint pots and brushes lying on one of the pods. Joshua saw new tumours of polyp pushing up through the moss-like rock mushrooms, furniture buds starting the slow growth into the form Helen wanted. There was a food secretion panel on the wall opposite the window. A row of teats, like small yellow-brown rubber sacks, were standing proud, indicating regular use. It had been a long time since Joshua had used a panel for food, though a few years ago, when money was tight, they had been a godsend. Every apartment in Tranquility had one. The teats secreted edible pastes and fruit juices, synthesized by series of glands in the wall behind. There was nothing wrong with the taste. The pastes were indistinguishable from real chicken and beef and pork and lamb. Even the colours were reasonable. It was the constituency, like viscid grease, which always put Joshua off. The glands ingested a nutrient fluid from a habitat-wide network of veins which were fed from Tranquility's mineral digestion organs in the southern end cap. There was also a degree of recycling, human wastes and organic scraps being broken down in specialist organs at the bottom of each star scraper. Porous sections of the shell vented toxic chemicals, preventing any dangerous build-up in the habitat's closed biosphere. There was no such thing as starvation in biotech habitats, though both Edenists and Tranquility's residents imported vast quantities of delicacies and wines from across the Confederation. They could afford it, but Helen obviously couldn't. Despite its size, the full teats and absence of materialism marked the apartment down as student digs. "Help yourself to a drink," Helen said. "I'm getting out of this customer-friendly dress." She walked through an archway into the bedroom, leaving the screen folded back. "What else do you do apart from serve bar at Harkey's?" he asked. "I'm studying art," she called back. "Harkey's is just for fun time money." Joshua broke off from examining the bottles and gave the screens with their animals a more appraising look. "Are you any good?"
"I might be eventually. My tutor says I have a good feel for form. But it's a 5-year course. We're still on basic sketching and painting. We don't even get to AV technology until next year, and mood synthesis is another year after that. It's a drag, but you need to know the fundamentals."
"So how long have you been at Harkey's?"
"A couple of months. It's not bad work. You space industry people tip well, and you're not a pain like the finance mob. I worked at a bar over at the St. Pelham for a week. Crap poodle."
"Have you ever seen Eric Thakra before? He was sitting at my table, 30-ish, in a blue ship suit."
"Yes, he's been in most nights for a fortnight or so. He's another good tipper."
"Do you know where he's been working?"
"Out in the dock. The lounge company, I think. He started a couple of days after he arrived."
"Which ship did he arrive on?"
"The Shah of Kai."
Joshua opened a channel into Tranquility's communication net and datavised a search request into the Lloyd's office. The Shah of Kai was a cargo vessel registered to a holding company in the New Californian system. It was an ex-Navy transport ship with a 6G fusion drive. One hold was equipped with zero-tau pods for a company of Marines, and it had proximity-range defense lasers, an asteroid assault craft.
"Gotcha," Joshua thought.
"Did you ever meet any of the crew?" he asked.
Helen reappeared in the bedroom archway. She was wearing a long-sleeved net body stocking and white suede boots, which came halfway up her thighs.
"Tell you later," she said.
Joshua gave his lips an involuntary lick.
"I've got a great location file to match that costume, if you want to try it."
She took a step into the room.
"Sure."
He accessed the Sensiviron file and ordered his neural mnemonics to open a channel to Helen.
A subliminal flicker crossed his optic nerves. Her sparse apartment gave way to the silk walls of a magnificent desert pavilion.